of this message.
This Al Mishura's Morning News continues. It is a Thursday morning, and time now to check in with Dr. John Hayes. He is with us every week at this time, our Living and Practicing by Design segment. Dr. John Hayes, for a better experience at the doctor's office, try Dr. John Hayes' new, highly personalized and affordable direct primary care practice. You can find out more at drjohnhayesjr.com, drjohnhayesjr.com. Dr. John Hayes, good morning.
Hey, Rob, good morning.
How are you doing?
Doing great.
All right, well,
glad to be back.
Great to have you here
in the studio
and get to some other topics. Text line, by the way, is available for you guys, 781-837-4900. So let's see. We got a couple of topics, right, you wanted to touch upon. Did you want to start with the infrared therapy?
Yeah, so, well, actually, let me just comment first on infrared therapy, light therapy. Sometimes it has a couple others. Synonyms, Rob. One is PBM or photobiomodulation. The other is sometimes referred to as low-level light therapy. But all of these come under the category of injection-free pain management, which basically means we now have many, many options to treat pain without injections. Not that injections sometimes aren't warranted, and medications, of course, but we always want to start with a method of therapy that has the least amount of risk. Mm-hmm. And this would include a number of different things, but one of the biggest, biggest advances in the last 15 years or so in this area would be the widespread use in our practices of infrared and laser therapy by far. Tremendous history here. I think a couple comments that your listeners might find interesting is that low-level light therapy was actually being used in the 60s in Europe. Didn't really make it to the States here until the 90s. But before that, it was actually used by the Naval War College and some other government institutions way before it hit the public. A lot of research on it, but today I think we could help the listeners by just giving some of the general points about red light therapy in particular, what the advantages are, and how to get it, and that type of thing.
Okay, because what would it be used for?
So it's used for a number of different issues. In our practice, it's used not only for pain, but for things like post-concussive syndrome, chronic headaches, TMJ issues, and just a whole host of various issues. It also has some place in the management of some skin conditions. Unlike ultraviolet light, it doesn't burn the skin, but it does have very powerful soothing and anti-inflammatory effects. It's also used very commonly in cosmetics. We actually use the same type of treatment that actually increases the body's and the skin's production of collagen, which actually influences skin health and so on.
That's good to have.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely positively.
So infrared therapy could be helpful and it could work for some people. How does that take place? Do you have like a light shower?
Or? Well, not quite. There's a couple different options, Rob. For most people that come in initially with, let's say, pain issues, like post-operative issues, we would use oftentimes handheld infrared because with the powerful device we have, we can get much more depth of penetration in the tissue by using a handheld device.
Than maybe just have it blast all over you.
Exactly. But there's a place for that. So we do a lot of full body infrared as well, which is basically where you see on the article there, the display of multiple LEDs put two frequencies of red light out to the patients that has a very, very powerful effect. I think the easiest way to explain it is the biggest takeaway is, number one, pain reduction because of production of endorphins and other chemicals that help us feel better. But it's also very anti-inflammatory for most conditions, many, many conditions, including patients with widespread arthritis. And the other thing that's most exciting about light therapy for me is it really does show some significant evidence of increasing the body's own stem cell production, which is why repair processes in the body when we use laser and infrared therapy seem to be just extraordinary.
So the body can respond to infrared light then? Okay.
It does. You know, infrared light tends to be more superficial than laser, but they're very, very complementary. And so a couple of things that we should talk about. It's very important if you're going to do this, you really want to work with somebody who has a lot of training experience because there's a lot of more devices out now than there ever been. There's a lot of over-the-counter devices that are being sold as having some of the benefits we're quoting here, but they don't have nearly the output. Some cases just the power, but in many, many cases, not nearly enough diodes to have a significant effect at home.
Yeah, so it's not like I should go out and buy something and stick my hand underneath it or something.
No, we don't recommend it. Yeah. You know, in our practice, we have a lot of pain management tools that are not on our website because they're available only, you know, after we've evaluated patients and deemed that they're appropriate. We have many, many devices that are far less expensive now than you can get elsewhere and far better than what you can find in most places online.
Mm. All right, infrared therapy. That might be something you may want to look into and talk to Dr. John Hayes more about. Anything more about the infrared therapy? I know we also have another topic you wanted to touch upon, right?
Yeah, so one of the commentaries we get a lot is, why should I consider injection-free pain management? Well, the biggest issue is, although I've done a lot of joint injections, we'll still do them when necessary, I don't do them much anymore with the advent of laser therapy, especially the powerful systems that we have. The biggest reason for trying to avoid injections is, with injections, there's always a risk of infection, and anybody in pain management will tell you the same thing, and always the risk of an adverse drug reaction. With injection-free pain management, you don't have those issues. Now, does this mean it's safe for everybody? No, it's not. There are some therapies in the injection-free pain management world, such as neurostimulation, that are not appropriate for people with heart conditions, with AFib in particular, seizure disorders, and some other ones as well. Another really good reason not to self-treat. Get some professional guidance, professional help. There's some other newer therapies that we have as well, including soft wave therapy, which is kind of a variant of lithotripsy, which is a ultrasonic type of wave that was used by the nephrologist to help dissolve small kidney stones and so on. But lots and lots and lots of advantages and advances in injection-free pain management.
Wow. Okay. And I know I'm on the webpage now, and that's you, Dr. John Hayes. It looks like you have some special glasses on there.
We do, yes. So when we use light therapy, myself or my staff who's ever administering the laser, as well as the patient, is always, when they're upright or face up on the table, wears protective eye gear. We don't use just any ordinary eye gear. We use eye gear that's very specific to the wavelengths of therapy that we use, and that's not always the case.
Hmm. All right, so injection-free pain management. What is it, and why should I consider it? Okay, and you can read all of these different topics. You have information right on the website, right?
Correct, yeah. There's some YouTube videos on this as well that have become very popular. We have a lot of questions and comments as well.
All right, very good stuff. All right, Dr. John Hayes, he is with us every Thursday at this time to talk about different issues when it comes to health. He has a practice that's right here on the South Shore in Marshfield, and you can find out more about that by sending a message to his team if you want to go and take a tour over there and visit, right?
Absolutely.
All right, so people can do that through the website, Dr. John Hayes. That's the best way, right? You have all the information there, that way to send a text.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. For specific questions, just reach out by text, and we'll call you ASAP.
All right. You'll see that. It's right on the website, drjohnhayesjr.com, drjohnhayesjr.com, and that number is 781-659-7989, 781-659-7989, Dr. John Hayes. He is located in Marshfield. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, next week. Always
next
a pleasure.
Week. Good to see you, Dr. John Hayes. He's with us every Thursday at this time on WATD.